classes to English-speaking adults in Bonisiswa and Oyamaska. It is one of 13 literacy organizations in Quebec that serves the English-speaking population. As we wrap up 2022, Wendy Sayes, Director of the Yamaska Literacy Council, sits down with CIDI to speak on its accomplishments this year and what the organization's goals and hopes are for 2023. So Wendy, I know that the Yamaska Literacy Council has been providing support and resources to help English-speaking adults improve their literary skills here in Bro-Missisquoi. Can you briefly highlight your mission for our listeners?
Well, actually, we cover Bro-Missisquoi, Oyamaska, and a few small areas of some other MRCs. So it's basically, you know, when we think of the Eastern Township School Board, it's sort of like the western half. So we cover a really large area. And you're right, our focus is on English-speaking adults, 16 and over. We do some family literacy programs, but our outreach is really to the adults. We aren't an organization that provides direct service delivery to kids. So we have a main office in Cowansville. We have a satellite office in Waterloo, and we have a point of service, a learning hive in Stanbridge East. And we have employees that cover, you know, different parts of the region. So we do have a physical presence, but we're on the ground in a really wide area of the community, even where we don't have offices. So in terms of the kinds of programs we have, our capstone program has always been our Each One Teach One tutoring, where we train volunteers and we match them up with an adult, and they work based on the goals of the adult learner, the schedule of both the volunteer and the learner, the materials. We encourage, you know, our learners to bring materials in that they want to work on. We also have a library full of adult literacy resources. So in addition to Each One Teach One tutoring, we do lifelong learning programs. And when we talk about lifelong learning, it's mostly health literacy, digital literacy, financial literacy, like those kinds of literacies that we need every day throughout our life. And we do have some Family Literacy Day programs coming up in January. So
the YLC is always coming up with creative activities and workshops for its students. I believe you refer to them as your students.
Students or learners, it's really up to what the individual preference is. You know, we don't want to label people, but, you know, we're all lifelong learners. So
yes,
some people prefer learners, some student.
Okay, awesome. You're learners / students. You're always coming up with creative activities and workshops for them. Can you maybe highlight some of this year's main accomplishments for the organization, something that the organization was super proud of?
We've done a lot of intergenerational work this year, and in particular, I think COVID really underlined the fact that many of us had to turn to online technologies very quickly, whether we wanted to or not. And one of the groups that was really left behind in that was seniors. So, you know, as soon as the pandemic started, we got calls from seniors, you know, that couldn't go out and get their groceries. How do they order them online? I don't know how to use my iPad. I'm feeling isolated. How do I talk to my grandchildren online? So we got a lot of requests for that we tried to meet individually and safely in the best way that we could. So this year we've, through a project with New Horizons for Seniors, we started a seniors digital literacy club. And it was open to all seniors, and the model that we've used is that we've trained some seniors to be mentors and to peer tutor other seniors. So, I mean, the way it works is, we formed this club. It's been going on since October. It'll complete in March. We've just taken a break for the holidays. We had an online Zoom Christmas party where we practiced some of our Zoom skills. We renamed everybody got to rename themselves as their favorite Christmas character, and we practiced using the chat and changing the background and, like, all the skills that we had learned in the workshop. We kind of played games and did things so we could practice using Zoom, and they all said that was really helpful. So getting back to the club, the model is that in the morning we'll have a workshop and we'll invite someone to come in and do a presentation on, it's been things like, how to make a secure password, how to be aware of frauds and scams, and how to use Zoom, how to shop online safely, you know, how to recognize if a site is secure. So we have a workshop in the morning, then we gather together for lunch, and the mentors that have had the training all of the other seniors, we say, you know, we give them options of different skills they might want to work on, or let us know what you need, and we'll find a mentor that can teach you that. So in the afternoon, after everybody's had lunch together, we match people up one-on-one, and they practice a skill. And, you know, the pairs might change three or four times throughout the afternoon, because someone might know how to do a particular function on the iPad, and two or three people will go over to watch that, and then someone else will want to know something else, and another senior has that skill. So it's really like back and forth learning. Not all the mentors are doing is teaching. Sometimes they're learning themselves. And we've had really good feedback from the seniors saying, you know, it's so different when my, you know, 12-year-old grandson tries to show me something, because they move so quickly and I feel afraid to ask questions. So with their peers, everybody's kind of in the same boat, and they understand the challenges that people are facing. And it's really lovely to see it in action. And we've had so many calls from people wanting to join. The workshops are open. We have two more scheduled for January. The workshops are open to anyone. But really, in order to meet the needs of the seniors in the club, you know, we can't physically fit anymore in the room. And, you know, we know we need to do it again, put it that way.
Yeah. And I know that, well, from what I remember, the YLC also has a great collaboration now with the Adult Education Center in Countsville, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. We've done a project, probably for the last 3 or 4 years, we've collaborated, and it's called ETS Beyond the Road. And the idea, the school board was really trying to reach out to adult learners in the community and meet them where they're at. Because we know many adult learners, they don't have transportation. Not everybody wants to go to Callensville and sit in a classroom. Sometimes adults who have not had a positive school experience are afraid to, you know, to go back into a formal school. So the idea is to bring the learning and the classes out into the community. So we have used spaces like in our Waterloo office. Last year, one of the ETSB teachers was there on site, and students could come in. They could ask questions. We could match them up with the guidance counselor or the social worker. They could find out, you know, like, do I have what I need to go back to adult ed? Do I have to go back 5 days a week? Is there any funding for me to go back? So they could get all their questions answered. And we would help provide the accompaniment. You know, we would set up the appointment. We could go with them. We could, you know, offer the transportation. So really to have, you know, a presence in the community for adult learning in all forms, whether it's working in an adult literacy program, whether it's doing distance education, you know, whether it's being enrolled in a classroom at the campus. So there's really a lot of options. And the goal is really to let people know what those options are, and that whatever your path is, we can help you find a way, you know, to build that path.
Beyond those activities, what were some of the greatest challenges for the organization this year?
Well, I think like many organizations, we had to do a pretty big restart this year. A lot of our activity, I mean, we lost volunteers during the pandemic. We lost learners, because when everything switched to online, our traditional way of operating had been, you know, face-to-face. And that was something really that for many of our learners who have, you know, attention issues or learning difficulties or, you know, reasons why they couldn't participate in a class and be successful, many of those students found that the screen was a barrier. Oftentimes they, you know, they maybe had a phone, but maybe they couldn't use, they had a very limited data plan. So, you know, the cost of engaging online was a barrier. And, you know, I don't know where you live, but there's lots of pockets that internet really still isn't reliable. It's getting better,
yes.
But it's still a big issue in the outlying areas, and even some areas that are not so far outlying. So yes, I mean, like many organizations, community groups are struggling to find staff, to find volunteers, to sort of reset their programs in life after COVID, which, you know, has changed in many ways. So, you know, at the end of last year, Yamaska Literacy, we engaged in a strategic planning process. We created a marketing and communications plan. So we're rolling out all of those things, you know, for a fresh start to address some of the challenges that were highlighted in COVID, but were probably there before COVID as well.
Yeah, that's actually a great introduction into my next question. I was going to ask you, can you speak more specifically on the challenges our community faces in terms of literacy? What have you seen from your experience working with the YLC? What needs need to be addressed here?
Well, I think the biggest challenge remains is that most people think, you know, literacy means that you can't read and write. But it's so much more than that. You know, it's a whole range of activities. It's not whether we can read and write or not. I mean, that's part of it. But it's how we can use information to reach our goals in life. So it's about, you know, it's about communication. It's about digital skills. It's about numeracy. It's about finances. It's about managing your health. So it's much broader than what people are aware of. And I think there's a lot of stigma attached to, you know, literacy and that someone might have low literacy as being seen as, oh, well, you know, is there something wrong with them? Why weren't they able to learn? Is it, you know, has it got to do with intelligence? So I think just kind of promoting that literacy is so much more than being able to read and write. And literacy councils offer a range of different services. So literacy councils have often been described as, you know, one of the safety nets that when people fall through the cracks of other formal learning or social services that they sometimes find their way to our door. So we often do a lot of referrals and accompaniments, building individualized learning programs. So I think the biggest challenge is awareness. A lot of people don't know that a literacy council exists in this area, so we're always trying to get the message out. And to let people know that, you know, low literacy affects many of us.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, do you recognize the need here in Bro-Missisquoi in particular for an organization as like the YLC?
I mean, there's a need everywhere in Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely here as well as communities across Quebec. You know, we're one of 13 literacy organizations that provide services to English speakers in Quebec.
Now, what are you looking forward to going into 2023?
Well, we are looking at doing some more intergenerational work. We piloted a Reading Buddies program with seniors and students in elementary school. So we'll fine-tune that a little bit. We've got a project submitted. So we're hoping that we can get funding so we can roll it out in a few different scenarios. But basically, you know, we invite some seniors into the community, from the community, and we match them up with students for like a 4 to 6 week period. They come in once a week and they read with their, you know, with a group of students. And it's win-win. We hear from seniors that they want to be engaged. They're bored. They, you know, they're lonely. They want things to do. And we know that there's been a lot of disruptions to learning. So, you know, the more reading stimulation we can provide with kids, the better.
Yes.
And just to it's not a remedial program or we're not teaching any skills, just to have role models that, you know, share enjoyment of books with kids. So that's something we're hoping will grow in the upcoming year. We're doing some cooking. I mean, there's a lot of collective kitchens out there, but we're piloting a program called the ABC Kitchen because cooking, I mean, there are all the literacy skills are involved in cooking, right? Yes. You know, there's problem solving, there's measuring, there's reading, there's communication. So all of those skills, so our focus is really on, you know, the literacy skills needed to cook. So that's a program that we've piloted. We've got Family Literacy Day coming up at the end of January, so we'll do some activities across our territory to celebrate that. The day is January 27th, but we'll probably have some activities during that week. So we'll have more news on that after the new year.
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Wendy, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know about the YLC.
Well, I can give people our contact information. Our phone number is 450-263-7503. And our website is www.yamaskaliteracy.ca.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.